This is the Afternoon Brief on High FM with Michael McKenna. Focused reporting, sharp analysis, and the local stories shaping our lives. Daily updates in a fast-paced world.
As we're looking at how we are facing one of the highest unemployment rates in the world, with millions of talented and capable people struggling to find work despite having the skills and qualifications that employers are looking for. But what if AI could help bridge that gap? Well, our guest today is proving that innovation doesn't only come from Silicon Valley or global tech hubs. It can stem from a township in Gauteng. And at just 28 years old, Banele Mgwebu, a software engineer from eTwatwa near Daveyton, has developed what's called Itsago AI, which is a free AI-powered platform which is designed to help South Africans improve their interview skills, also build confidence and increase their chances of getting hired. So what started as a tool to help himself perform better in interviews has grown into a solution with the potential to impact thousands of job seekers across the country. Joining us now today, we welcome Banele Mgwebu, software engineer and founder of Itsago AI. Banele, welcome to the show.
Hi, Michael. Thank you for having me here on the show.
Oh, great to have you on board. When we look at every successful innovation, there's always that problem which ignites such motivation. So take us back to the moment when you realized there was a gap that needed solving. What challenge were you personally facing that led to the creation of Itsago AI?
Oh, I think the problem stems from me because I used to struggle when I got interviews. So I used my skills to develop Itsago AI for myself initially. And then I saw that this is really a good idea. I need to take it to the public. And that's how Itsago AI was born.
Okay, so let's look at Itsago AI. How exactly does it work and what can users expect when they first log onto the platform?
Okay, how it works, it has three features, right? One feature is the AI video interview app where like they can practice interviews, and it has like a CV optimizer where you can upload your CV and it can optimize it to be ATS level. Okay. Your CV. Sometimes candidates miss important information like on their CV and they don't get that feature. And then the other feature is an AI coach where you can ask any questions. You can interact with the AI and ask any questions. So anything to the job market.
Banele, I think what we'll do is we'll take a break. We're having an issue with your signal. We're going to try and establish a clearer signal. And yes, hopefully it'll be a lot more audible when we come back. If you've just joined us, welcome to the Afternoon Brief. I'm Michael McKenna. I'm chatting to Banele Mgwebu, a software engineer and founder of Itsago AI. He has developed a free AI-powered platform designed to help South Africans improve their interview skills, build confidence, and increase their chances of getting hired. We'll be back as soon as possible after this.
This is the Afternoon Brief on High FM with Michael McKenna. Focused reporting, sharp analysis, and the local stories shaping our lives. Daily updates in a fast-paced world.
Welcome back to the show. Joining us on the line, we have Banele Mgwebu, a software engineer from eTwatwa near Daveyton, who has developed Itsago AI, a free AI-powered platform designed to help South Africans improve their interview skills, also build confidence, and increase their chances of getting hired. We certainly have established a clearer line. Banele, welcome back. We were chatting about you originally building the platform, what the platform is really all about, and what it entails, what one would actually encounter when they first log onto the platform. If you can just recap from that.
Okay, yeah, what they can find is the main feature, which is the interview prep, where they can practice like interviews using video, mm-hmm. and it uses text-to-speech, and they can simulate the actual interview process. That's the first feature. And then the second feature is a CV optimizer where candidates can upload their CVs, and then it can improve their CVs because sometimes candidates miss important explicit information, sure, like on their CV that makes them not to get hired by the local people. And it makes it to be like NPS standard. It does that. And then the third feature is the AI coach, where they can chat with the AI and ask any question, even, and it's also integrated with the interview video, where they can improve like all aspects of the interview process. Mm.
You're from Etwatwa, a township that isn't traditionally, well, if I can put it this way, associated with technology startups. So what does your journey say about the untapped talent and innovation potential existing within South African townships?
Yeah, I think the talent is there. I think what most talent, what they lack is platforms and funding. I think the talent is there, and also the skills. If more people can get the skills to do more things, I think that's what needs to happen.
Have you received, let's just go back to your AI platform. Have you received any success stories from users who secured employment after using the platform? What feedback are you getting?
Yeah, the feedback success story is me. I use the platform to get the job, the current job that's where I'm currently working right now. I am like the current, but on TikTok, there are people who are reaching out, who are saying, hey, we love the platform. People who are calling me, who are saying, hey, dude, I like what you did. I didn't know that my CV was not up to standard. People who are coming up to me and calling me and say, hey, I like the platform and what I have done. Yes.
How accessible now? Let's look at accessibility. This is very important, given now that we want to reach those having employment issues. So is Itsakho AI accessible for people in townships and rural communities with limited resources?
Yes, it is. It is accessible to everyone. It's currently now on the Google Play Store, which is majority of like the South African market, the smartphone market. So yes, I would say it is like available to anybody, and it's pretty lightweight, and it doesn't cost a lot of data to run. So yeah.
What challenges did you face as a young entrepreneur developing a technology solution to South Africa? There must have been some very interesting hurdles to clear here.
Yeah, I think the challenge is recognition, and the biggest challenge at the moment is funding and mentorship. The biggest challenge is I'm currently working alone on the platform, doing everything alone, but I want to scale the app so it can reach more people. And yeah, that's one of the challenges, because I'm still a solopreneur, as they say.
A solopreneur, I must remember that. Entrepreneur, solopreneur. I've had agripreneurs on the show, but okay, that's for another discussion. Let's look at tackling unemployment differently. Now, we look at our youth unemployment crisis. It's remaining a huge challenge. So where do then you believe technology and innovation could play a meaningful role in helping young people access opportunities?
Yeah, I think what AI does, it bridges the information gap, which is lacking. Since AI has been introduced, I think information is more easily accessible. So I think the youth will have like more opportunities here in South Africa and even abroad. So that's how I look at it.
Let's look ahead now. What additional features or services would you like to add, or you have in mind to add, to Itsakho AI?
Well, right now, we're not looking into adding features, but to improve like the CV templates, because right now we have 4 templates on the app. Okay. So we want users to have more templates that they can choose from. So that's what we're looking at. And also to make the AI to be more role specific. And yeah, that's what we're looking at like right now.
Bonele, as we conclude our chat today, what's one piece of advice you'd give to every South African currently searching for a job?
Go for it. Download Itsakho
It doesn't have to be one piece of advice. You can probably add one or two, two or three more.
Yeah, I would say try to learn a skill. Any skill is important. There's internet right now. So any skill, like anything that you do, like anything, as long as you put yourself out there, people will recognize. That's what I would say.
Benele Ngwevu, software engineer and founder of Itsaho AI. Benele, thanks so much for joining us today and sharing an inspiring story of innovation, resilience, and purpose-driven entrepreneurship. Well, his journey is a powerful reminder that some of the most impactful solutions are born from personal challenges. What began as a way to improve his own interview performance, well, we've heard now how it's evolved into a platform with the potential to help thousands of South Africans navigate one of life's most difficult challenges, and that's finding meaningful employment. At a time when AI is often viewed with uncertainty, well, Benele's work shows how technology can be used, not just to automate processes, but to empower people, also to unlock their potential and create opportunity. From eTwatwa to the tech world, this is a story of what's possible when talent meets determination and innovation is driven by a desire to help others succeed. Just to recap once again, it's Itsaho AI. It's spelled Itsago. That's Itsago AI. Just find it and you'll find out more about Benele Ngwevu's endeavors to help you find a job in this challenging day and age.